mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
A plethora, a cornucopia, a galaxy of important news and information is coming up in this third hour. Thank you so much for joining us. Dick Cheney out, fear-mongering, saying brace for nuclear attack. All the rest of it coming up in this hour. But first, we've got loaded phone lines. I want to go to your calls. Caroline in Missouri, you're on the air. Welcome. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Our favorite loudmouth, rabid neocon, Michael Savage, is calling for the maximum sentence for these kids that resisted going on that maneuver because they had to...
I've got a better idea. How about that dirty, oily beatnik who wrote some of the most unbelievable stuff in the 60s and 70s, a beatnik leader? How about that oil ball? How about he goes out there with broken down trucks to deliver bad fuel to the helicopters? How about he goes out there without protection?
Oh, I love it when you talk like that, Alex. But, yeah, that's a good question. I mean, these kids said that they had, you know, just what you said, old Vietnam-era stuff that didn't go.
You're not supposed to send fuel convoy trucks unprotected through frontline battle zones.
Right.
Every couple of days they're blowing up a bunch of them and blowing them to pieces. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, and I think these kids have a valid point. And what do you think of Colorado trying to split, I'm sure you've heard of this, that I don't know if it's called Prop 36 or Amendment 36, but they want to split the electoral votes. Whoever, like, say, if Bush got 40%, he'd get 40% of the electoral
votes. You know, I actually believe in the Electoral College, so a region doesn't become too powerful. The Founding Fathers knew what they were doing. What Arnold wants to do is even more dangerous. Arnold has introduced a Austrian-style, he's supporting it, a parliamentary system where you can have two people from the same party in runoff elections against each other. All of this is very dangerous. And look, I mean, it isn't going to save us. Kerry isn't going to save us. I mean, I'm voting for Michael Perutka.
Me too. I got active in the party down here in Missouri, and they really are trying very hard to get voters. And
By the way, I've been trying to get my good friend, and they're so busy, I guess their phone machines are always full. I've been trying to get Chuck Baldwin on. I've been trying to get Perutka on for weeks. It's harder to get them on than to get a U.S. senator.
Well, let me see what I can do on
Everybody
that.
Keeps calling me going, get them on. I've left a bunch of messages, and...
Alex, let me see what I can do. I'll see if I can get at least one of them on for you.
All right. Thanks for the
call.
I appreciate it. Michael in Georgia. Michael, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, good to talk to you, Alex. I just wanted to inform you of the flip side of the School of the Americas. Not that there are any, you know, I'm not a pro-advocate for them, but the Jesuits were founded as a police arm of the Catholic Church. By the Illuminati. I don't know if you're aware of that. They were named originally Los Alumbrados, and the Pope said, hey, you know, that kind of sounds bad.
Well, again, regardless whether it's communists or Jesuits or Muslims, what's something going on with your phone, bro?
I have no idea what that is.
Okay. You know, regardless of what's going on, you don't go out and torture and kill people.
I understand that, but did they torture those six Jesuits? I don't know. I never heard that as part of the argument. And I've covered the school.
Oh, yeah, they dug up lots of dead bodies all over Latin America with torture all over them.
Right, I understand, but I meant with regard to those six Jesuits. Look, I have been to the School of the Americas protest. I've infiltrated them. I've put on the grunge. I've worn the black, and I've heard them at their tables of Marxist speeches and Marxist books, Mao, Che Guevara, Castro, all the books from a bookstore.
Obviously, a lot of people that go to any of these anti-war protests or whatever are going to be communists.
Right. Well, more than that, this is organized communism. This isn't just some fly by the way of the night. This is put out by the Youth Party and the Socialist Workers Party. This is put out by past.
Well, see, that's the dialectic. I mean, the bankers created the communists to begin with. Then they build up a police state here to counter it, and it becomes the same thing.
I will infiltrate again this year.
All right, well, give us a call.
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels, increased libido, which helps prevent impotence, relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort, helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match, because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live and back from 9 to midnight. We don't just go out on our wonderful AM and FM affiliates. We also simulcast on Global Shortwave during the day at 9.475 and at night, 9 to midnight Central at 3210. And, of course, at InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, and PrisonPlanet.tv. And we have redesigned and revamped InfoWars.net, so check it out today. Coming up, Cheney, terrorists may bomb U.S. city with nukes. And I want to go back to that U.S. News and World Report article I've been talking so much about and read some of the quotes. Also, as I mentioned earlier, U.S. has contingency plans for draft of medical workers. Oh, but there's no plan for a draft. That's the New York Times. Also, Verichip and the health problems associated with it from the FDA's own documents. RFID coming to a library near you. Putin backs President Bush for a presidential victory. Putin's a good guy, folks, they say. Of course, he's not. Gulf War syndrome does exist. This out of the London Independent. And much more. And, of course, Mark and Thomas and Ryan and many, many others that are patiently holding. We'll get to you here in just a few minutes. Right now, Debbie Morrow, New Millennium Concepts, joins us at least once a week. It's always good to have Debbie on with us. There's mercury, there's Prozac, there's Ritalin, there's herbicides, there's pesticides, there's sodium fluoride. Why would any of you not get a high-quality Black Berkey element, a new standard in water purification, not just filtration? Why would you not get the little sports bottles that clean out almost all the pathogens? They're not as good, of course, as the Big Berkey itself, but it's good to take to work and school and for your children when they're at school. Why would you not get their Sheltering in Place DVD, produced by a U.S. government specialist? Why would you not get the Proven Places CD-ROM CD? Why would you not get the potassium iodate in case there is a radiological event so you can protect yourself and your family? But, again, forget all the threats of terrorism. The ongoing New World Order terrorism against us and our families is happening through the water supply, which is totally toxified. And even if you drink the chlorinated water, it kills the bacteria when it does kill them. You're still drinking millions of dead bacteria, which is very toxic for you. That's the equivalent of little pieces of rotten meat, folks. I'm not trying to gross you out. Well, actually, I am. It is gross. Let's just say it's unintentional, but it's just the facts. You need to get this. And it's made in America. Very rare thing. And they employ people in America. And why Debbie's right here in America, right here in Texas. Debbie, good to have you on with us.
Hi there, Alex. Thank you for having me.
You bet.
It was a pleasure.
Tell folks briefly about the Black Berkey, this new standard.
Well, the Black Berkey filters were developed in America, and we actually get them right here, like you were saying. And the incredible thing about the Black Berkey filters is they take the whole gravity water filter industry to another level because they do take out the pathogenic bacteria, cyst, parasites, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, all the way down to below detectable levels, which means that when they look under the electron microscope, there's absolutely nothing growing, in there, in those categories. And, the Black Berkey filter, it is a very slow process as far as, the water seeps through the filters that has all these, millions of pores.
And the key is, how many gallons is the reservoir?
It holds 2.5 gallons.
Okay. Now, the key is, if you want it to go fast, when it gets halfway down, pour more water in. That speeds it up.
Absolutely, because the more head pressure you have on it, the faster it will drip. And then
now, again, you go spend $200 at a hardware store or at a chemical supply store or a health food store, it'll be some knockoff from India, and why, it'll do a gallon in an hour because it's not doing anything. It filters out some of the bacteria, some of the big things. It doesn't filter out the chemicals, folks. That's why the Black Berkey filters slowly. What are we looking at, a couple gallons a day?
Well, it makes enough water. It does about a gallon every hour and a half if you have it full. And then once you get to know your Berkey, you never run out of water. I have used my Berkeys, on a daily basis for over 6 years now.
And it does tens of thousands of gallons, $1.99 to get the Black Berkey, Berkey light without the built-in LEDs that burn for 14 years. For $2.59, you get it with that built-in and two free gifts, the Sheltering in Place CD or VHS and the potassium iodate or a sports bottle, mix and match. They got a sports bottle specials, 5 sports bottles for $99. 3 of them will cost you out at the store. That just makes the water drinkable. It is not the purifier, my friends. It's called the purifier, but it's like all the other filters. It just cleans it up, but it's small, great system, creek, pond water, whatever. 600 and some refills out of tap water, 130 out of the lake or stream water. Great to get that. Great Christmas gifts. Give Debbie a call right now at 1-888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or BerkeyWater.com online and type in that Alex Jones sent you and what free gift you want to take advantage of that special. 1-888-803-4438. And if you call and the phone's busy and it goes to voicemail, leave your name and number. Debbie will call you right back. 888-803-4438. Debbie, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Alex. Take care.
Always good to hear from you. And let's say you've already got one, you're impressed with it, buy some as gifts. That's what I do. I think I've now this year bought, 4 of them from them. I just bought 2 more a few months ago. It's important. And after you've been drinking filtered water for a while, try drinking the tap water. see the difference. It's sick how bad it tastes. 1-888-803-4438. Okay, right to the calls. Thanks for holding. Mark in Rhode Island. Mark, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Did you by any chance, Alex, happen to see, you probably didn't, but Game 6 of the American League Championship Series last night between the Yankees and the Red Sox?
No, I didn't see that.
Okay. Let me just tell you what transpired. It was in the later innings, and there was a couple of controversial calls during the ball game. So the New York fans were getting pretty disgruntled and upset, and they were throwing things on the field. You know how they behave. So what they did was the umpires started pulling the players off the field, and they brought out about, oh, it had to be 40 or 50 riot police in full riot gear and lined them along the sides of the stands.
Well, I'll have to say this. You have peaceful protests, and they call them out, and they beat up innocent people. But, frankly, one of the places I would expect to see them is after big championship football or baseball games, because that's when you really do have riots.
Mm-hmm.
We're turning into animals. This didn't happen decades ago. Mm-hmm. And people don't care about their families or anything else. They just care about sports. And so they simulate tribal warfare at these games, and that's the place I'd expect to see them. Now, at the Super Bowls, they have the Army and the troops and the helicopters. That's to train us to accept the end of Posse Comitatus. That's a bad thing. But frankly, with the way fans have been behaving, I don't overall blame them. Though now we've interviewed people who somebody yells at someone at a game and is now arrested. So they're definitely overreacting.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean,
but I want to know why they got cops at little bitty protests here in Austin that'll start fights with people when there's no history of that, but then no cops out, you know, at a UT championship football game. I mean, it doesn't make sense.
Well, and the second part of this is that this morning when I was listening to the radio and the news, the sports network, and they were talking about it, they said, oh, and by the way, if something happens to, take place in Game 7, they said that with the level of sophistication of technology that the police have as evidence by what happened in New York City at the Republican National Convention, they said they will be prepared for everything and anything. And I just thought that was very interesting.
Well, that means they've got the sound wave and microwave guns.
Exactly.
And I know they've got face scanning cameras. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Al.
Yeah, I will not go to a major sporting event. I mean, I love sports, too. You know, I played football, baseball, all of it. But there's things that are too serious. You know, it's like I won't talk about Bill O'Reilly and his sexual harassment case. Oh, it's very interesting. People like to talk about it. We got Cheney saying nukes may go off. We got him telling the Capitol that it will be attacked. We've got, you know, wide open borders. We've got cancer viruses in the vaccines. You know, we've got all these massive, a national ID card has now passed the House and Senate and is in conference committee about to go to the president. I'm sorry. I just cannot get into it. Thomas in Indiana. Thomas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
I just want to tell you, you're doing a wonderful job, but I don't believe that we have the capabilities, Alex, to defeat these gurus that you talk about on the radio all the time, because I know that we have to inform everybody, but I'm a devout Christian man, and I truly believe that Jesus Christ is coming soon, Alex, and I believe that the only thing we have in hope is Jesus Christ, and I don't think, with, you know, all this anthrax and these suitcase nukes and all this other stuff that you talk about, which I know is out there, and you're doing a great job, Alex, but the problem is we aren't going to be able to stop these people.
Well, it's a complex question and complex statement, and all I can say to you is this. If four thugs were attacking and killing an old woman, and I had a 99% chance of losing and being killed going up against them, I couldn't control myself. It's my nature. I would attack them. So duty is mine. Consequences are God's, as George Washington said. And I don't care what the odds are. I don't care what's coming down. I'm going to fight it.
Right. Well, you're doing it. I've been listening to you. I agree with 100% of everything you say. But here's the question I have for you. Where do we draw the line and say enough is enough? And information is the most important tactic against these people. But what do we actually do to defeat these gurus? I want to know what we're going to do to take them down.
All right, let me elaborate on that when we get back. Just stay there, Thomas, and then we'll go to Ryan and others, too. A lot of phone calls, taking a lot of your calls, a lot of other news coming up. 1-800-259-9231. And, of course, PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.net are two of our revamped new websites.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul taste, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
If you're interested in saving money on your prescription drugs, call Canada right now and talk to a pharmacist to save your money.
You can talk to a real pharmacist at Granville Pharmacy in Vancouver at 1-877-766-1666. You can save up to 50% on your prescription medication.
If you're looking to save money on your prescription medications, you can call Canada right now, 1-877-766-1666.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, we are an instant gratification society. Give me the double cheeseburger and fries and supersize it. We want instant results, and Hollywood gives us this archetypal hero image that goes and, you know, sweeps aside all evil for all time for us. That's not how it works. It's a process. The New World Order wasn't built overnight. We won't defeat it overnight. If we weren't here fighting it, if you weren't out there doing the great things you do, educating people one person at a time, if the fine stations that carry this broadcast and other great shows weren't out there telling the truth, a little bit of the truth goes a long way compared to their lies, we would already be in the deeper throes of this. They would have already had Patriot Act 2 a year and a half ago. They would have already had their national ID card. They're now just about to get it. Then they'll have trouble implementing it. Then we've got to expose that. There's so much that's happening. We would have already had more terror attacks if we wouldn't have exposed who's behind the terror. Half of New Yorkers in major polls believe the government's behind 9/11. We're winning the fight. And, you know, they're putting in these domestic military forces. They're preparing for mass arrests and all this. I mean, obviously, you got to defend your family. That's the line in the sand, folks. That's why they haven't done it. You got 140 million armed Americans, 400 million new model weapons that are new model the last 85 years. If 1% of those 130 million people stand up, you're looking at over a million people fighting back. The globalists have to convince you with psychological warfare to accept what they're doing. So I don't believe in the physical confrontation. I don't believe in it offensively. I will certainly defend myself and my family. I'm not going to the rest and relocation center. You can be assured of that. And real fast, if the cops and military try something like that, even under the cover of a fake smallpox attack they may release, real quick, the cops are just going to refuse to go out and follow orders because it's going to be too dangerous for many different reasons. So they can't even get the cops to take the forced inoculations, so they can force us to take them. It's all part of a larger plan. Does that answer your questions? Who were we talking to next? We were talking to Thomas in Indiana. Does that...
And that answers it, but it still doesn't tell me what we are going to do. I mean, I know that you fight it through information. And I'm not putting you down, Alex. I think you're doing a wonderful job. Don't get me wrong.
It's not about me. Well, you're welcome to say I'm wrong if you want.
Well, I don't know, but you're right because I've done my research. I'm 68 years old. But, Alex, I'm just trying to tell you that, look, I served in the Vietnam War. I've seen a lot. And I know that war was nothing, and I know they killed Kennedy because he didn't want to have involvement in that, and the Federal Reserve and the CIA and all that. They killed a man who wanted to do right. But, Alex, you can't tell me for one minute that if we don't, if they do have a terrorist attack here in this country of something of a large magnitude, the people in this country aren't going to remember what you said. They're going to be in mass hysteria. They're going to be running in the streets. The stock market's going to crash, and we're going to have no economy, Alex. I don't believe this country has a long future.
All right. Well, I appreciate your call. All I can say to this is that I agree with what you said, that it's in God's hands. And I think the Bedouin have a saying, trust in God, but tie up your camel. God helps those that helps themselves. We have to stand up, make the stands when it seems the darkest. And they're not. They would have already carried out their fake bio attacks, but their own minions wouldn't go along with it, sir. And, I mean, you can go look at the size of that thing. There's no way to defeat it. Oh, my gosh. You got to just stand against it. I mean, I know this. The system will feed on those that serve it as much as it feeds on those that fight it. I mean, I know we're better off fighting it, period. And they want a stock market implosion when they want it at a certain time. They're already outsourcing almost all the jobs. They're killing America. And they want to then have a terror attack at the real implosion point. It's like the stock market crashed the week before 9/11. 9/11 was used as a cover for that. But, I mean, wishing and hoping and saying, oh, it's too bad, there's nothing we can do, that doesn't change it. You can go ahead and psychologically and spiritually capitulate to it. That's what most Americans have done. You know, they have no respect for themselves and don't believe they can affect change. So, as for me, I'm going to stand up and fight. You can be assured of that. I'm following this to the end of the road. Some hell or high water, as they say. Let's go ahead and talk to Ryan in Ohio. Ryan, go ahead.
Yeah. I had a couple of things I was going to ask you. You said you did one news article. You said, millions of Americans don't have health insurance.
1.7 million veterans.
Veterans. Well, then there's millions of people that don't have it. What did we do with people that don't have health insurance? I mean, I know that if the government takes over health insurance, that turns us into a socialist country.
The government already has.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is, I want your fight on property tax. I think it's unconstitutional because then you really don't own your property. You're now paying rent to the government. And the other thing is, But they do this thing with while your kid's in school, saying, oh, we're having a police state or there's an emergency and they keep my kid in school. What am I supposed to do? Just sit back and wait till they let me have my kid back or what?
You're supposed to get your child out of public school. We'll be right back with you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
We at ActiveX America Incorporated would like to thank our faithful customers for making SynFlex one of the leading glucosamine and chondroitin formulas on the market today. Our liquid glucosamine complex not only combines pharmaceutical quality glucosamine and chondroitin, but also contains natural anti-inflammatories that can help reduce pain and inflammation without the harmful side effects that can occur from taking pharmaceutical drugs. For those of you who have arthritis or joint pain and have not yet tried SynFlex, go to our website to learn more about the product that has given so many the everyday relief their achy joints yearn for. Log on to the web at www.activexamerica.com. We have so many great success stories, important glucosamine studies and data, and a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee on your first order. If you're interested in learning more or want to get SynFlex and ease the pain today, visit www.activexamerica.com. That's www.activexamerica.com.
Ryan, to try to answer your questions quickly, because I got a bunch of news and, of course, a lot of phone lines here. But all these callers are great, bring up such important central points. What's going on with health care? Well, again, we have this whole fake left-right paradigm where, oh, we're against socialism with the government running health care, but all we've got now is corporate fascism, where the doctors are all getting paid less than they used to. They're not getting rich like we used to. A doctor, man, we got wealthy. They're getting less and less, whether they're a medical doctor, a dentist, whatever. And the HMOs and others have set it up where they get all the profits and the insurance companies, and they're all protected. And then they also pass on all the prices to you for all these new medical developments that are only available to the elite. Back when we had a real free market system, we had the most accelerated health care ever and very low prices. But now it went from being a free market to being a crony capital system that's a staged event. I mean, we have all the key areas of the economy being taken over by organized crime syndicates. So whether it's water or energy or health care or transportation, it's about gouging you. They create cartels or oligopolies, and then jack up prices. Also, we're paying for the health care of 30 million illegal aliens who get it all paid for free, and then citizens have to pay for it themselves. I mean, that's admitted. So you're paying for 30 million people, too. That's another big problem, to where citizens have to go to Mexico to get health care because it's still cheap down there and have even some better treatments. Then you had a question about the drills of taking over the schools and martial law. I wanted to hold you over, Ryan, but you hung up. I wanted to ask you, are you married? You know, this system is set up, breaking up the family. The government's own documents clearly state so that there's one parent working two, three jobs. You have to send them to government training centers, government indoctrination centers, and so you lose control of your life. But if you are married, I suggest you take a second job or a third job. I don't care if you have to work 18 hours a day. You take other jobs, get rid of one of your cars, move to a smaller house, get a trailer outside town, buy your kid the cheap jeans and cheap shoes and cheap shirts and, stop going out to eat every day, which you probably don't do, and homeschool that child. That's what you do. And the feds know that people are doing this now, from a couple hundred thousand to 5 or 6 million a year now. In the last 6 years, it's gone from a couple hundred thousand to tens of millions in the aggregate. They're panicking, so now they have federal training drills, and if you want federal money, you got to do a drill where homeschoolers are terrorists and attack and kill everyone. It's not true. It's not reality. It's total theater, but that's the new world order for you. So they're gearing up to try to stop that, too. They're panicking because their system will fail if enough of you get your children out of the camps. And I don't want to hear the excuses. You can homeschool your children. It would be better for you not to send your children to school at all than to put them in public schools. I mean, I'm sorry. They are designed to ruin their minds, to make them little consumers. And I'm not saying things are bad, but when things are God, that's consumerism. It's simple. You can get together with a local homeschooling community. Go interview homeschooling families and offer to pay them a little bit to homeschool your child. I don't think they'll mind having another child there if your child's well-behaved. If your child isn't well-behaved, it's probably because they've been at the public school drinking three Cokes and two candy bars a day on average. I mean, these issues just expand out from there. You make whatever sacrifices are needed to not put your child in a camp. And that's what these schools are, camps. There was a third question, and I forgot it, so I'm sorry. All right, I'm going to give each caller a minute because I got to move quick. I got to get through these calls, and I got to go to some more of this news. Howard in Colorado. Howard, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, Alex, I can tell you what you can do. You can get out in the streets and start demonstrating, the same as I've done since before the war started. But can I read one quick thing?
Sure.
This is a quote from Barbara Bush, George W. Bush's mother, on Good Morning America interview.
I have too beautiful of a mind to care about the dead troops. It shouldn't be on the news.
Right. Okay.
Go ahead and read the quote.
Oh, you want me to
read? By the way, I don't do that to show off. I do that because I want listeners to know that what you're reading is documented. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got the people who did it.
Why? No, I've got a link. It's a mainstream news article. And then later, they actually edited out of the link. So we have the screenshot from the Good Morning America transcript of the original article from the Google cache where they save it. Then they went later and edited that when it got attention to it. Go ahead.
Why should we hear about body bags and deaths and how many? What day it's going to happen and how many this or what do you suppose? Oh, I mean, it's not relevant. But why should I waste my beautiful mind on something like that? Now, that's how callous these Bushes are and how little they really give a crap about the American public.
Do me a favor. Just please, we have a lot of tens of thousands of homeschoolers listening. Watch your language.
Oh, okay. Well,
always address my audience as if you're talking to five-year-olds, because you are.
Okay. Now, let me say something. The 23rd of this month, there will be a demonstration at the Jefferson Memorial. We are taking 1,100 coffins there draped with flags to the Jefferson Memorial, and then we're going to march with 100 of them up to the White House. And so I just want to let anybody that's interested to know that. But my understanding about God is faith without works is dead, period. You've got to get out there and do something. You've got to get off your you-know-what.
I agree with you.
So I don't want to take up any more time.
Howard, great call. I appreciate your call. And you know, they won't let you take photos of the coffins being brought in. They're all secret. And I think going out with simulated coffins, you ought to have, you know, 1,125. How many dead is it now? We ought to have that many coffins marching down every street every month. And don't forget Kennedy's quote that people mentioned earlier. The high office of the president has been used to foment a plot, destroy the Americans' freedom, and before I leave office, I plan to inform the citizenry of this plight. John F. Kennedy, 1963, Columbia University, 10 days before he was shot dead in Dallas, Texas. Let us go ahead now and talk to Kara in Colorado. Kara, welcome.
Thanks, Alex. I was just listening to...
Are you on a speakerphone?
Yeah, hang on a second.
It's unintelligible.
Sorry about that. Yeah, I was listening to NPR. Actually, it's my local NPR affiliate, but they do BBC After Hours. And they had a gentleman from Bhutan, and he talked about his national ID card there being taken away, as had those of all of his family members who are now either in refugee camps or exiled, and they don't know, they haven't been in touch with each other, they can't get in touch with each other.
And by the way, that's always been the problem with the national ID card. As we said, they can categorize, control, punish people. Now with the CAPS II system, they do just that. And the bill, two of the bills introduced, one is passed, and it's about to go to the president. It's in conference committee right now, Joint Congressional Conference Committee, says they're going to do just that. Bad credit, you name it. They're going to strip your card, make it worthless, make you go into some type of weird corporate probation. This is Nazi Sovietization.
Absolutely, and I think that's the future of what we're looking at, is what they're doing in the third world countries is just, you know, just wait for it to crawl up to...
Argentina put in a national ID card 1 year before they imploded it, and we have the IMF documents, all done by design.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was it, Alex. That's what I wanted to say.
Well, that's a sterling example. What country did you say that was?
Bhutan.
I'm to show my ignorance, where is Bhutan?
No, I'm not really that good either, but I believe it's in Southeast Asia, thereabouts.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was in Southeast Asia, but I didn't want to...
I would say, you know, probably the gentleman that just called a few calls back who's been in Vietnam probably has a better clue than I do, but yeah.
Yeah, Bhutan, what is the Bhutan Peninsula? We need to get that article posted.
Yeah, you know what it was it was actually like an interview on BBC.
I know they carry BBC on local NPRs, yeah.
Yes, and that's where I heard it. I can try to dig it up and send you a link if they have the audio.
Yeah, do that. Send it to tips@infowars.com. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Good to hear from you, Kara. Larry in New Mexico. Larry, welcome.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, my friend.
I just wanted to tell you about something that's going on down here in New Mexico. I've seen a lot of the different helicopters and stuff, but they're moving, it's just started, they're moving these massive white boxcars on trains out here. I mean, complete train loads of them. Then they've also had all kinds of helicopters flying over here. There's many reports, I haven't seen them with my own eyes, I have seen pictures of them, of Russian helicopters, these great big double-bladed ones, fully armed and everything else.
Well, let's talk about what we know. 7 days after 9/11, UN General McKenzie said on Nightline, we will use UN troops in America. The Joint Chiefs of Staff have said it. They've said that they use NATO AWACS, Norwegian F-16s. They've said they'll, quote, use foreign assets. They use the UN to fight forest fires in 99, which Clinton admitted they ordered set, quote, as a controlled burn in 12 Western states. They have told the State Guard, the National Guard, Special Forces, State Police. I've interviewed all these people on and off air. I have the documents. They've been told martial law is coming. I'm not saying it is. They are.
Yep.
And regardless, they've geared up for it, whether it comes this month or 5 years from now. All of this is the program of setting it up.
I agree all the way. Well, they've got all these boxcars moving out, you know, just massive amount. I've never seen anything like it.
You know, I wish they'd go put the troops on the border, but that can't happen.
It's
It's got to be in our city streets. Got to be for us, the citizens.
Yep. Well, I guess down here there's a big thing with 60 Minutes coming down and doing interviews with all the Border Patrol. All they're doing is using them to pick up litter and making them turn their heads while illegals are sneaking over.
They've been ordered to. They're only allowed to look one direction. They'll put them on the border and say, you can look left, you can look right, but if you see illegals on your right, you can't stop them. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
No, it's all public. It's the end of the country. Ann in Michigan. Ann, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. Alex, I'm still not sure we can blame our government 100%. I still think this all boils down to the World Bank because our guys are just puppets and the UN is just a bigger puppet show.
That's what I've always said. Is
their luxury is a general anonymity. Okay? They're out there and they're pulling all these strings and all of us poor serfs don't know who they are.
Well, we do know who they are, but you're right.
No, when they're walking down the street, who knows who they are? You know who they are?
Yeah, I sure do, yeah.
Their sons, daughters, wives, families, do you know who they are?
Yes, we know who the ruling families are. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, well, I wouldn't recognize them walking down the street, and I would imagine...
Well, we recognize their institutions and their companies and the web of control.
But what I believe we need is a nice 6x9 set of collector's playing cards with the head cloth in the center and all of his progeny around it, listing their place of work, their winter home, their summer home, their vacation homes, just the city. We don't want to be too specific. And get someone to print them and distribute them throughout the United States and Europe. Because that way they would have to feel the way they intend to make us feel. As though they have to look over their shoulder all the time.
And
they don't right now, do they?
And actually, Fritz Springmeier did that in a book. We carry it, and they came and arrested him and framed him immediately. That is a good way to get yourself in a pine box in about 20 minutes or behind bars.
Yeah.
But we should expose who the New World Order controllers are and put them on public databases just like they do us.
I know, but I still think they deserve playing cards. I really do.
There are a lot of playing cards. I appreciate the call. And it's interesting points.
I know all about the pine box. I mean, just anonymous playing cards. No one knows where the heck they came from.
Thanks for the call, Ann. I appreciate the call. Thank you. Let me try to cover some news now, and if I have time, I'll get to other calls. But Cheney, terrorists may use bomb and may bomb U.S. cities. He talks about nuclear threats. The biggest threat we now face as a nation and the possibility of terrorists ending up in the middle of one of our cities with deadlier weapons than have ever been used against us. Biological agents or even a nuclear weapon. And he goes on, you better vote for us. And then I have the U.S. News and World Report May 17th. It says a top administration official said an attack will happen leading up to the election, and he added, it will happen here, it will happen at the Capitol. That's White House official tells U.S. News and World Report. And again, continuing, U.S. has contingency plans for a draft of military workers. And it says the Selective Service has been updating its contingency plans for a draft of doctors, nurses, and other health care workers in case of a national emergency that overwhelms the military and medical corps. In a confidential report this summer, a contractor hired by the agency described how such a draft might work, how to secure compliance, and how to mold public opinion and communicate with the healthcare professionals. So that's just one of the many drafts they're getting ready. That's out of the New York Times. Here's another one. This is FDA, electronic hazards, MRI, incompatibility, adverse tissue reaction, and migration of the implantable transponder are just a few of the potential risks associated with the VeriChip ID implanted device, according to an October 12th letter issued by the Food and Drug Administration. But of course, that wasn't put in any of the newspapers. And it talks about all the problems that the implantable chips, which now government officials all over the planet are being forced to take. RFID coming to a library near you, CNET News, for a glimpse of how RFID technology could transform stores, factories, and people's everyday lives. You may only need to look as far as your local library. Hundreds of city and college libraries are placing special microchips known as RFID tags on books in an effort to make libraries more efficient. The tags are central to the new breed of digital tracking system that can speed checkouts, keep collections in better order, and even alleviate repetitive strain injuries among librarians. So, boy, it's just so good. And then continuing, Gulf War Syndrome does exist, says report. London Independent, Gulf War Syndrome has been demonstrated to exist by scientists in the U.S., according to the New York Times, quoting a report by the Research Advisory Committee on Gulf War Veterans Illness. In the report, which was leaked to the paper, Professor Patrice Gottlieb, or Golub, the committee's chief scientist, said the exposures to particular substances during the 1990-91 war may have affected some soldiers' body chemistry. It added that the troops' health problems may definitively caused by contact with toxic chemicals rather than stress or psychiatric illness. For 12, 13 years, they've been putting them on Ritalin, Prozac. They've been arresting them. They've been taking their health care away. They shrivel up, get in wheelchairs, die, and say, you had a mental problem. Then they test their dead brains and find little massive levels of sarin and VX. And, of course, we have the video of our own troops planting explosives in the bunkers to blow up the evidence of U.S.-marked chemical and biological weapons. Did they give you treatment? No. They keep that money for themselves. Mr. Baker said this is senior research. It is not by private venture or by someone with an axe to grind. And still the government denies it and gives them no treatment. All right, we'll come back and hit some other key news items in the final segment, so please stay the course with us. We'll jam a couple more calls in here if we have time. On the other side, again, Infowars.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv. They're all excellent websites. Check them out today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Fruit and Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
That's right, there is. I said I'd air this last hour. I forgot. Thanks to the great folks running the show. They reminded me. This is Limbaugh. One of his quotes that's now in the news, he said it was a spectacular game plan. The torture's okay. We don't have those clips. They are in the mainstream news, though. But here is one of the clips we do have where he compares it to just blowing off steam. People being tortured to death.
Psychologically wrong with that. It's not the act so much. It was like a college fraternity prank to stack up naked...
Exactly my point. This is no different than what happens at the Skull and Bones initiation, and we're going to ruin people's lives over it, and we're going to hamper our military effort, and then we are going to really hammer them because they had a good time. You know, these people are being fired at every day. I'm talking about people having a good time. These people, you ever heard of emotional release? You ever heard of need to blow some steam off?
Yeah, I guess Ted Bundy liked to strangle women and slit their throats and bite chunks out of them. I guess he was blowing off some steam. He even said that, you know, going to law school, it was very tiring. And, you know, he liked to drop by and slaughter a few women here and there. I guess Joseph Mengele sewing little Jewish kids together was blowing off some steam. I don't think they were, though. I think they were bad. But this is the sickness, folks. We're a very sick society. Final news articles here. Flat-screen TV emits international distress signal. This is Eugene, Oregon, Reuters. TV hardly gets much better than this. An Oregon man discovered earlier this month that his year-old Toshiba Corporation flat-screen TV was emitting an international distress signal picked up by a satellite leading a search and rescue operation to his apartment in Oregon, 70 miles south of Portland. The signal from Chris Van Rossman's TV was routed by satellite to Air Force Rescue Center at Langley Air Force Base. The 20-year-old college student was visited by Air Force Police, Civil Air Patrol, a bunch of other, and they told him we might have to fine you $10,000. So Toshiba's offering him a new TV. That's kind of stuff that's in these new TVs, folks. Any giant transmitters. What do you think that's for, folks? Continuing, the 9/11 secret in the CIA's back pocket. New York Times says, according to intelligence official who spoke on condition of anonymity, release of the report, which represents an exhaustive 17-month investigation by an 11-member team with the agency, has been stalled first by acting CIA Director John McLaughlin and now by Porter J. Goss, the former Republican House member and chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, who recently was appointed CIA chief by Lord Bush. And it's how they knew about the 9/11 attacks and did nothing. That's old news for our listeners, but now mainstream news. Also, FCC chair to seek net telephone oversight. This out of AP Business, Chairman Michael Powell said Tuesday that he would seek broad regulatory authority for federal government over the Internet-based telephone services to avoid stifling the emerging market. Yeah, we're going to kill freedom to save freedom, and this will allow regulation of the net, period. And he told a receptive audience of industry conference that they are going to take over the net and voice over the Internet communications. Leave it alone! Leave it alone. Oh, well, we can't have people for, you know, who have $10, $15 Internet every month also be able to have unlimited calls, which are basically free if you have the Internet service. Can't allow that, can we? We've got to save this emerging market. We can't let you do that. I'm out of time, folks. My new film, American Dictators, is out. It's excellent. It's on DVD and VHS. After you buy one copy for $19.95, each additional copy on DVD is $5.95. So order 3, 4, 5, 10, 20, 100 copies. We don't even really make a profit on that, folks. Get it out to people. 1-888-253-3139 to order American Dictators or any of my films or any of the other films I carry. I got a bunch of other discounts and specials going, so when you call, be sure and ask about those. 1-888-253-3139 or go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and link through to the Safe Secure online shopping cart and order the videos right there. Again, 888-253-3139 or Infowars. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. God bless.